new way to wake up in Cape Town. The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. Smile 90.4 FM.
Andy McCluskey's back on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. Andy, with a bit of sunshine, you're on your way to sunshine as well. Can you believe how quickly time's gone? It feels like yesterday since we last chatted, but it was a while back, and the day is finally here. It is near.
Yes, we first spoke when we were just announcing the concerts, and we were all excited, and now here we are. Yes, I'm getting on the plane in a few days' time, coming down to South Africa, and let's face it, it's been a long time. It's been 12 years. So we are really looking forward to coming down and playing.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we were chatting, you're on the verge of a new album, launching a new album. We're talking about the new material of that new album. And again, I mean, it was prophetic. We said it's going to be big for the band. It's going to be huge. Every single one of those hits off that new album of yours really has been appreciated by fans globally, and in South Africa, no exception. I think that, you know, you're going to have to play some of the new stuff off that new album when you come to town.
We've got ourselves into a dilemma because we hadn't been to South Africa for so long that we thought, well, we'd better promise them just to make sure we play all the hits because, you know, reacquaint ourselves. And then this album came out, got to number two in the UK, really well received. We've just toured all over UK and Europe, and we played seven songs off the new album. I don't know if we'll play seven songs in South Africa. We might just pare it down a little bit because we have to play the hits as well. I mean,
absolutely,
we always play the hits anyway, but yeah, I mean, it's a nice problem to have.
It really is. I mean, who would have thought that you'd have this problem in 2024, traveling the world, going that, you know, the new stuff needs to be played, and your back catalogue, like we chatted about last time, I mean, where do you even begin? You can fill up, you know, two tours in within the space of, you know, two nights here. We would have to extend this to two nights in Cape Town, as opposed to one.
Well, the funny thing was that at the end of the previous British tour we just completed, when we were sound checking, we were actually having to play some of the songs we weren't playing. So we were relearning Talking Loud and Clear and Secret and some of the other songs we weren't playing on that tour because we knew we would be playing them in South Africa. So it's we'll be ready. We still don't know exactly what we're playing, but I'll be looking down at my list every night going, oh, it's one of those. Okay, right. Yeah, I remember that. So, it's a nice problem to have.
We were talking about the band embarking on the sound that is in a way unique to OMD, but also in a way the narrative around the storytelling in the music is just incredible. And to the point where I'm guessing that you're getting off stage and people are and I'm talking about fans that have been with the band for decades are going, hey, but why didn't you play? And they're not referring to the back catalogue, to your point. They're referring to the new stuff. They're asking questions about the new album. So with that in mind, I guess we're coming up to a season in the UK where the sun shines a lot more, and you're having to go, well, we're going to have to add tour dates and add you know, new ways in which we're engaging our fans in those new dates.
You know, yeah, it has been quite remarkable that instead of when you play a new song, everybody goes, oh, it's a new one, I don't know it, I'm going to the bathroom. They're craving them at gigs, you know. They're not leaving. The dilemma that I do have actually this summer is that we specifically took time away from the European festivals.
Yeah.
Because this old man here, this one here that's in England, I'm afraid in my head, I'm 24 years old, but my left knee keeps screaming at me, I'm 64, stop doing this to me. So sadly, my summer, instead of being festivals, is going to be rehabbing from a knee replacement.
Got you. Because I was going to say, listen, once you get into that trance-like state of yours on stage and you get going, that your knee needs to be in tip-top condition. We're not accepting that you're not going to be showing us some of those iconic moves on stage.
Well, you know, Cape Town and Joburg will be the last two places on earth where Andy and his left knee are together on stage. That's worth a ticket just for that.
The all new knee will be in action next time you're around in another decade. And we were laughing about that. You come out every decade, and I'm pretty sure after this we'll see you again. It won't take a decade after this to see you again.
You can be absolutely darn sure of that. Yeah, it's been too long that it's been 12 years, and so that, you know, we'd We're just so excited. We've had such
Absolutely.
great times down in South Africa. Great audiences, great venues.
Clear skies, I can tell you so far, just so you know, we can let the band know. Clear skies, 30 degrees Celsius. And I've got to say Celsius because then people go, oh, Fahrenheit. So it's like back home. No, Celsius, 30 degrees. Sunshine, blue skies, clear Cape Town weather predicted for the next 10 days. You are in for a spectacular evening when you're live in concert in Cape Town. Of course, you mentioned going up north, but while you're in Cape Town, beautiful weather. Tickets available via breakoutofits.co.za. OMD live in concert. Andy, I can't wait to see you and the lads in Cape Town. Really, we can sit and talk and reminisce about the catalogue, but there's no need. I'm going to play the music now. Remind people what they're coming to hear and see. And importantly, like you mentioned, this is a rebirth of the band. Due to that beautiful new album. Cannot wait to see you live on stage, mate.
We are excited, and thank you very much. I've enjoyed our two chats, so we'll see you at the gig.
Absolutely.
Next week.
You know, the third time lucky, third time includes a glass of wine, I'm afraid. So we'll see you backstage for a glass of wine at the concert.
I'll bring the wine, you bring yourself.
Stunning. Andy, thanks so much. OMD live in concert, folks. The countdown is on. Cape Town is excited. The WhatsApp line is blowing up in studio, and rightly so. After 12 years, ladies and gents, they are back, not only with brand new music, but that back catalogue that'll have you standing, shouting, jumping, screaming, wishing for more. Ladies and gents, OMD live in concert.
Follow us on Instagram @Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.